receive him now, Reverend Dr. Yuri Song.
We are deep, grateful and thankful to our God, Father, our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, who always causes us to triumph. And to our president, amen. And to all of this, his cabinet, his chairs, co-chairs, and all that are assembled, those that team up with me on this leg. Thank God this morning. I want to talk about for the outline preacher this morning. That's those who preach from an outline. And we're going to just give you hopefully some help, hints, tips to help you along the way on outlining your message.
All right.
One of the most crucial sermon prep steps is the homiletical outline of your sermon. That's the presentation outline. That's the final one. That's the one that you practice on.
All right.
Because it contains all of the final stuff that you're going to do in terms of prepared stuff to preach. Your stories, your illustrations, every portion of it. Now, that's different from, and we've dealt with the three outlines that really ought to happen when you prepare to preach. And that's first your exegetical outline. And then your theological outline. And then it ends in your homiletical outline. Now, a lot of us can do that three-step outlining thing in our head. But if you can't, I really advise you to go through all of that, and you'll get to the point that you can. But it's important, and I'm only emphasizing the homiletical outline, presentation outline. Every sermon has an outline. It ought to have one. Every sermon ought to have an outline, or else it will become an unmitigated mess. You heard people that ramble on and are repetitive, and you really can't make heads nor tail on where they're going. Y'all pray with me this morning. It's important because an outline is to a sermon what a skeleton is to the body. Amen. If you didn't have that frame under all that flesh, it would become deformed and disfigured. And so is the message without an outline. It's disformed, it's disfigured. It never will look like what you think that it ought to look like. Your outline may be simply following the biblical text. There are people that you see that just go along what the Bible says, verse by verse and word by word, and that's their outline. That's their guide. That's taking them to where they're going. Then your outline may be in your head. It may be memorized, in other words. You have one, but it's in your head. You know exactly where you're going first, where you're going second, where you're going third. Then you may have a printed outline. You may have written you up one. That's important. Amen?
All right.
Whatever the case is, an outline is essential to a cohesive, logical, and effective message. You want a cohesive, you want a consistent message. You want a message they say wrap it tight. Say pack it. Amen. You want a message that's together. Yeah. That makes sense. That when you can see how the points fit together. Amen. You don't somebody say you got a point over here, a point over there, and a whole bunch of bull in between. Amen. You don't want that.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want that. You want it to be cohesive. You want it to be logical.
Amen.
You want somebody, I talked to my pastor, we talked about some preachers, and we were comparing two brothers. I'm not going to call no names, but we're comparing two brothers. He said, man, that one brother, you can't hardly make head nor tail on where he's going. He say, now the other one, you follow him. Why? Because what he's saying is logical. It makes sense. It's a, again, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a A, B, C. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's not, again, rambling. You want to be logical. And then, ultimately, you know what we all want to be is effective.
Yeah, that's it, Reverend.
We want to be effective. We want to be effective. An outline is a roadmap showing your starting point and your ending point. And the path from one to the other.
Right.
That's what it is. It's a roadmap.
That's right.
Showing your starting point, where you're going to start, then where you're going to end at. Mm. And how you get there.
Yeah.
How you get there. If you don't know where you're going, they won't know either.
All right. They
won't know either. If you don't know how you're going to get there,
yeah,
you probably will never arrive. You'll never make the point that you think you're making in your message because you have not determined how you're going to get there.
All right.
How you're going to get there. How is your argument going to be made? How are you going to prove that what you're saying is true? And how do you move the people from where they are to where you trying to take them where you want them to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
right. That's important. Amen. Yeah. I think Pastor Jefferson, Moderator Jefferson, is right. Sometimes we come to church and do what we do with no aim.
Wow.
We have no aim. You got to have an aim. Your sermon must have an aim. Now, there are different ways to think about organizing your message. Different ways to think about it. Now I'm saying something specific here. Amen. Because most messages are, well, all messages are the same. You have a beginning, you have a middle, and you have an ending. That's a universal outline. Almost anything you do. You have a beginning, you have a middle, you have an ending. But there are different ways to conceive of that and to think about that. In the way that you're delivering, it also helps you as it pertains to memorization. There's no better or worse method of presentation. You know, some folks, well, you ought to do it this way. You got to do it that way. You know, this is the best way to preach. There's no better or worse method, but you do need a method. You do need a method. Now, it may be better or worse for you, but other folk take the same thing. And Pastor Jeff hit a home run with it.
Wow.
So no better or worse. When I went to school, they always, you know, the professor, various professors, they always tell you it's better to do it this way. You ought to do it that way. One of them told me you ought to be 5 sermons ahead of yourself. And I say, well, I need to do that. And I got all those 5 sermons together. I worked hard, got them together, and I preached all 5 sermons in one. Because that didn't work for me. That didn't work for me. Amen? So there's no, the right way is the way that the Holy Ghost can most effectively use you. Amen. Use you to mature, to reach, to grow your listeners, your congregation. That is the right way. What is most effective? That's the only right way. Every sermon has what we call, again, a universal outline, beginning, middle, end, or to put it another way, an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. Now that we, again, that's a universal outline. Now, before I get into the outlines, there are four homiletical aims in every sermon. Here's what you're trying to do. Number one, you're trying to arrest the people's attention. You want to engage them. You want to catch their attention. You want them to stop doing whatever they're doing and say, let me listen to this. Let me listen to this. Then you want to call out the error of their ways. Now that's called building tension. You're not going to have a good sermon that doesn't build tension. You want them to start. You want them to frown. When you say that, you want them to start. Okay, well, I do that. What's wrong with that? See, you want that to happen. So you want to call out the error of their ways. Then you want to teach them the word of God, because that's the solution. You want them to see that here is what God says about it. And then finally, you want to inspire them to walk in the way of the Lord. That's called application. Engagement. Engage them. Catch their attention. Build tension. Tell them the solution. Resolve it. Resolve the tension. And then finally, push them forward and say, now go live it. Go live it. Now I lay it out here. All right.
Good job.
Follow me later.
Preparation.